These are the Barah Ministry announcements for September 24th, 2017. Just once again, basking in the glow of the Michigan Conference, I just want to thank Tony LaGrasso for an outstanding orchestration of that conference. It was absolutely mind-bogglingly amazing. And one of the things that I'm basking in is the group of people that calls itself Barah Ministries. I love you guys, and I want to thank you very much for the camaraderie that we have, you know, and you can see it. You can see that camaraderie. You can feel that camaraderie in the Barah Ministries prayer request group when everybody rallies to the support of people who need prayer. And you can just see that through the comments, there's a genuineness about them. And I just want to thank you for that, because I've been here in Barah Ministries at a time where that was not the case, and where there was a lot of two-faced activity going on and a lot of divisiveness. And I'm sure we'll have that again. The Bible says we will, but I'll tell you that just the feeling of being with you guys is a tremendous feeling from my point of view. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for you and for Tony and for your support of that conference. That was an amazing thing to me. And I just can't get it out of my mind. It was so well done. And for Tony, just every single thing he did in participation in that, who knew? You know, that's what I was thinking the other day. Who knew that all that was in this guy? Well, I knew, but you didn't know, but now you do know. You know that not only did he beat cancer, but that he's an amazing person. And we're lucky to have him as part of our congregation. So some calendar items. Mark your calendar. We have evening lessons on October 8th and October 22nd. We have no lesson December 3rd, December 31st. Those items are on our calendar, so just make a note of them for yourselves. Deacon meeting, October 14th, 7:30 to 9. We're going to visit the vets on October 29th from 2 to 3. And I'm very upset personally, and this is not a political statement, but I'm very upset personally with the attitude of Americans. And, President Trump called out the National Football League players and owners and told them to stand up and honor the flag and the country. And there's this all morning, there's this big hullabaloo that the sports writers are talking about, you know, calling the president out and calling his comments divisive. Well, you know what? Maybe he is being divisive, but maybe he's also being a leader. Maybe he's doing what leaders do, and what leaders do is point out conduct that is unbecoming of a United States citizen and saying to cut it out. Maybe that's what he's doing. And it's absolutely embarrassing to me that this kind of stuff is still going on in our country. We have become almost like our mother country, Britain, and our cynicism toward leadership, and it's bizarre as far as I'm concerned. But here's the thing that bothered me most. Every other month, we go and minister to vets. Now, these are guys who have, men and women, who have put their lives on the line, who've been injured in battle, and who have to live that way for the rest of their lives, many of whom can't even speak for themselves. And I wonder what they think. I wonder if President Trump is speaking for them because they can't speak for themselves. And I wonder what they would think about putting their lives on the line for a bunch of knuckleheads who have no respect for what they did. And that's what galls me about the whole thing. Because we have respect for our leaders, our country, our flag, and the people who defend it, first and foremost. And that transcends political party or stupidity, yet just not on television. So I had to say something about that because it bothers me deeply. And I hope that nobody here in Barah Ministries finds themselves engaging in conduct that's unbecoming of a Christian. And as Christians, our job is to support our leaders, whether we like them or not. I have not liked every person that has been in the White House, and could especially tell you that from the last guy on back for about five of them, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for any of them. And that's the truth. But that has nothing to do with my feelings about the office they hold and the seat that they sit in. And I have absolute respect for that, a respect that is so deep that I would lay down my life for it. See? And we forgot that somewhere along the line. But I didn't forget, and God didn't forget, and God's watching. Our conduct is important. On another note, happy birthday to Joel Prokosky. Joel. You know, hey, why are we even wishing Joel happy birthday? Didn't we do this last year? Happy birthday, Joel. It was great to see you at the conference, see you and your lovely wife and your very precocious young child, 18 months old, going on 20. So happy birthday, my friend. Our new book is in print, If You Have Faith, a book co-authored with Tony LaGrasso. We have copies in the back for you and the resident congregation. And were not for the Jewish holidays, we would have this thing posted on the internet, but it'll be coming pretty soon. It's my, the lady who does that for me, celebrating the Jewish holidays. So it will be coming soon on the website under the publications tab, and you can even get it in the app. There's an app for that. Barah Ministries has an app, so if you haven't downloaded it, you should, for a couple reasons. One reason is because it's absolutely amazing. Another reason because it is something that you ought to be doing, and that is continuing to get familiar with technology, because yes, computers have caught on and they're going to keep catching on, and you need to know what an app is, because your whole life is going to be run on an app one of these days soon. So those are the announcements for Barah Ministries, September 24th, 2017.